The technology stocks attempt a rebound this week, but rising oil prices and surging bond yields as a result of it are once again putting global markets under pressure as Middle East tensions reignite inflation fears around the world and cloud the outlook for central banks. Investors are shunning their long-dated bonds, keeping long-term borrowing costs elevated, and the latter is weighing on equity valuations, particularly in the AI. Meanwhile, big technology faces an increasingly difficult dilemma. Keep spending aggressively to stay ahead of China's rapidly advancing AI industry, or slow investment and risk losing the competitive edge. So welcome to Swissquote's Daily Market Talk. It's Tuesday, 21st of July, the day before the big technology kicks off the earnings season, or say the spending season. I'm İpek Özkardeşkaya, and I will try to put together the latest pieces together in order to find a path in this jungle of news and events. But before I do, and as always, please keep in mind that opinions are my own and this is not financial advice.
This show is brought to you by Swissquote.
So the US and European markets kicked off the week on a cautious note as the yields kept rising along with energy prices on mounting tensions in the Middle East that threaten all over again the availability of oil and gas in the coming weeks and months. That to the extent that Goldman Sachs is again calling the crude at $120 per barrel level. Give me a break. So yes, US crude traded near $83 per barrel mark yesterday and Brent spiked past the $90 per barrel psychological level on news that Houthis are considering a blockade in the Red Sea to prevent Saudi Arabia from exporting its oil from the Yanbu port there. Remember, Saudis had diverted their oil exports from the Strait of Hormuz to the Red Sea and has been exporting from the Yanbu port there, and exports there reach 4 million barrels per day according to Bloomberg, somehow cushioning the nearest oil traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, these flows are under threat again. But the rumor has it, a senior Iranian official said mediators proposed a 10-day ceasefire to revive Iran and US interim deal. So oil is slightly lower this morning, but the risk remain obviously tilted to the upside. Well, maybe not to $120 per barrel level though. But in the FX, the US dollar is being supported by renewed upward pressure in oil prices, but appetite is perhaps weakened by the renewed tariff chaos as well between the US and the countries that are pissing them off. Yes, I'm looking at you, Canada. You didn't do anything, but this is how it goes. But overall, the hawkish shift in central bank expectations around the world favors the US dollar, because the US dollar has better growth prospects than, say, the Japanese and European economies, hence their currency. So dollar yen in this context moves little near the 162.5 level, while the euro dollar is now consolidating losses at around the mid-range of the year-to-date downtrending channel ahead of Thursday's European Central Bank decision, a decision that is not expected to bring any change to the European Central Bank rates, by the way. And across the channel, while the British pound is making up and downs these days on political news, as the new PM Andy Burnham is now putting together his cabinet, he is trying to convince the Brits that the future is bright, that he could actually turn around the country's fortunes, while also trying, on the other hand, to keep investors calm that he would do so within the budget constraints. Gilt investors look skeptical, though. The 10-year gilt yield is again above the 5% psychological mark, but that also reflects the rising energy prices, of course. As such, a benchmark for the European 10-year yield closed past 3.16% level yesterday. That is the highest level since May 20th, and that's the near peak levels of the US-Iranian conflict so far, while the US 2-year yield that best captures the Federal Reserve's rate expectations spiked to 4.23% again and is settling near the 4.20% level this morning. Now, what's interesting is that smart money doesn't want to adventure in government bonds anymore due to the highly uncertain monetary policy path. Of course, it's not the policy path that's uncertain per se. It is the news that drive the monetary policy. It is this situation in the Middle East. It is this absurd diplomacy that the US has around the world. It's this childish tit-for-tat attacks and tactics threat and inability to make ends meet for the US and Iran, as the US wants it all to itself, and Iran will naturally not cease much after 4 months in hell. As such, many investors around the world are now reducing the duration of their bond holdings, their bond portfolios, duration being a measure of bond sensitivity to interest rate changes, and they are now favoring short-term bonds over longer maturity bonds to avoid making the wrong call and locking themselves into a multi-year position. And this migration to the front end of the yield curve has broader implications. It keeps upward pressure on long-term borrowing costs, raises the discount rate applied to financial assets, makes it more expensive for governments and companies to finance themselves, and limits the amount of capital flowing into the riskier assets until there is greater clarity on inflation and on central bank policies. That's not great news. And letter comes at a time investors are already questioning whether the massive AI spending that helped fueling markets, especially the US, Korean, and Taiwanese markets, is still a good call. Because the industry is increasingly leveraged, hence is increasingly sensitive to interest rate moves as big technology spending and is spending on its free cash flow, and the free cash flow levels are now down. And while the early euphoria surrounding the big technology's bond sales has faded recently, remember Amazon's latest bond sale saw a notably weaker demand than the previous ones. Now we see a tentative rebound across global chip makers since yesterday that were, remember, rattled last Friday by the news that the Chinese AI startup Moonshot AI outperformed Anthropic and OpenAI's most performant models on several areas like coding. When asked, Semiconductor ETF traded up yesterday, though it spent the day pulling back to close the day only 0.41% higher. That's quite a small move, mind you, for an ETF that got us used to 3% and 5% up and downs on a daily basis, intraday moves, while the Korean Kospi is in excellent shape today with a 4% rebound at the time I'm talking here. Yet obviously the volatility remains too high to call a 4% rebound potentially sustainable. On the contrary, high volatility is the symptom of a bearish market, and the Korean Kospi index today is struggling near a critical Fibonacci support. The major 38.2% retracement that should distinguish the past year's impressive rise from a medium-term bearish consolidation that looks so much needed right now after a stellar 300% and plus rally since April 2025. 300% rally on an index basis, that's huge, and that actually does call for correction. Over in China, the Hang Seng index consolidates gains this morning, also supported by state-backed funds that are stepping in to stabilize the Chinese markets. The local chip makers in China are leading gains today on news that Jipu AI, so this is one of China's leading frontier AI companies, while that company built a data center using only local Chinese chips. Now, no one knows if these news are correct or they're misleading, but that actually does bring in the question of, will the news further rattle the non-Chinese chip makers? Well, the answer is, not if the rising Chinese competition justifies the pace of AI spending in the West. So speaking of that spending, Alphabet is due to announce an update to its spending plans tomorrow after the closing bell in the US. Yes, it will accessorily announce its second quarter earnings as well, along with the spending plans. I'm trying to put the emphasis here on spending because the chances are that investors remain stuck on the spending plans rather than the headline numbers. Remember, investors don't want the big technology to further increase their spending if the return on investment doesn't follow, doesn't show up. But very few ask the question of what happens if the big technology scales down spending. I actually believe that at this point in time, from a market perspective, it is perhaps better to hear further spending for the sake of the entire stock market than possibly a reasonable decision to slow down. Damned if you spend, damned if you don't. So we will see how the market reacts to what Alphabet says. But this is all for today. I'm Ipekos Kardeşkaya, and thank you for joining me, and thank you for all your beautiful and supportive comments. I hope this episode of Market Talk has been helpful and it has been insightful to you. So please do not hesitate to leave your comments, your reactions, and your questions below, as usual. Follow us on Instagram, on X, on LinkedIn, but also on WhatsApp, Threads, Telegram, and Blue Sky for regular market updates. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for daily market comments. And please, please don't forget to hit the like button on these videos to let us know that you enjoy them. So I will meet you again tomorrow. And until then, good day trading.
Trading and investing carry risks, including capital loss. CFDs and digital assets are volatile and not suitable for everyone. SwissQuote assumes no responsibility for accuracy or losses from its use. Products and services are offered only where legally permitted.